WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first regularly scheduled Bryan School Board meeting with an interim superintendent is this evening.
At the end of the agenda, the board could officially decide the terms of Tim Roeke's agreement and or decide the path for selecting the next permanent superintendent. As Bryan ISD prepares for realignment, creating 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools by making elementaries K through 4 and middle school 7th and 8th grade buildings, the board scheduled to name campus principals for next year and possibly change the names of school buildings. Not on the agenda is how to fill a board vacancy following last month's sudden resignation of John Street. 3 people indicated an interest in serving the term that ends in November of next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The idea of teaching Texas children how to interact with police is gaining momentum at the state capitol.
The hope is that teaching ninth graders how to best deal with police would lead to an overall reduction in altercations.
The fact that we have to teach kids in school how you should act or put it in the driver's exam, maybe that's a comment on our culture.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's willing to support lawmakers' efforts.
I'm working with Senator Whitmire and Senator West, who want a proposal to put in the TEKS in our schools and put in our driving program.
Round Rock teacher Monica Huff Dixon has had success inviting police to class.
Once they realized that he had a family, that he may have grown up in the neighborhood, they start to lighten up a little bit.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
While we are in our second full month of the new school year, there is a new school speed zone in College Station. The city council at its last meeting approved slowing down on George Bush to 30 miles per hour in front of what is now called Campus View High School.
Early this summer, we received a call from several parents and the school district about requesting a school zone along George Bush with the opening of the new high school there. We immediately contacted TxDOT so they could do a speed study and determine where a school zone could be implemented, what the speed limit of that school zone could be, and upon getting that information, put forward this ordinance to establish a school zone along George Bush Drive.
Traffic engineer Troy Rother says there will be a flashing beacon for motorists leaving the A&M campus on Bazell that they are entering a school zone. The College Station City Council is far from making a decision on how to pay for new and improved streets.
The CAC identified $120 million in immediate needs. The city was able to fund $50 million of that over 5 years. Already we have a $70 million deficit. We've identified $290 million in construction that has to take place so we don't end up looking like Austin and behaving like Austin.
City Manager Kelly Templin's call for action came at the end of a nearly hour-long discussion at the last council meeting about a proposed transportation impact fee.
I appreciate you having this very sobering conversation about how we're not going to become a dysfunctional city because our citizens have asked us to address this. So this may not be the way to do it, but there must be a way to do it. So if not this, it will be another very difficult decision for the council to make. There will be no easy decisions in this regard.
The council will hold a public hearing next month on transportation impact fees after passing water and wastewater impact fees during the summer. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kashenko with your money now. August was not a great
No. You know, I thought all the buttons were pushed properly. I thought everything was fine from Monday because you know how Mondays can be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time and see if it's going to. What the hell is going on?
All right, happy on. Monday, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, let me see. We'll try number lock. Okay, we'll see if that works because apparently, no matter what I want to put in, the computer wants to play the Dow Jones report.
Not time for that.
All right, here we go. Okay, so wrap up the news just like it was normal.
Okay. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628.
There you go, 611. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete raising, you know, with urethane, polyurethane. We've talked about it before. All right, here's the weather.
High pressure over the eastern United States keeps our weather unusually warm. In fact, we could see near record to record highs today. Partly to mostly sunny with a high of 90 to 95 this afternoon. The record's actually 92. Clear skies tonight. Some clouds arrive late, 70 to 75. Sunny tomorrow, likely to tie or set a new record tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly to mostly sunny. Chance of an isolated storm Wednesday, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got your high school football report. Also, the A&M volleyball and soccer team suffered big losses this weekend. We'll take a look at that. In the NFL, Dallas improves to 5-1 as Dak Prescott led the Cowboys to a win over the Packers. And Nick Novak's overtime field goal earned the Houston Texans a comeback win over the Colts. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, you know, Rob's a great guy, but I want to go with the other forecast
that
doesn't show that kind of stuff. I mean, we don't need 95.
Is the heat ever going to end?
I don't know. Well, anyway, this forecast, which we'll go with, will be a high of 90 or 91, and it says by Friday that a high will be 76, which will be much better.
Yes.
Lows will be in the lows Friday night. Wow, 51. For high school football, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
That's what you want in Texas.
Nice and cool.
You know, I just tweeted. I said, good news is winter clothes will all be on sale by the time it actually gets cold around here.
And, you know, that is one of the things that's really neat here, because you take some company that has a store here that's based in the Northeast.
Vermont.
Yeah. And then, boom, there you go. Look at this. It's on sale, and we haven't even gotten down to 40 yet.
Right,
so
right.
That's all right. We'll go for that. All right. So... it seems that the headmaster of the Connecticut High School has apologized after his football team named one of its plays Hitler. they don't know. Oh, they're young.
Exactly.
They have no idea what we're talking about here. Chris Winters of Greenwich High School issued the apology on Friday. He called the designation offensive and said the practice has been stopped. The mother of a player on the opposing team says when the Greenwich players charged onto the field last Thursday, they shouted, Hitler! That was the signal for the play with the index finger laid across their upper lip.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, wow.
The football team and coaches met with the Connecticut Anti-Defamation League to make sure they understand why it's offensive.
Come on, kids.
And I am sure that those 16 and 17 and 18-year-olds were so regretful of having done this.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, you could have gotten away with just saying it because you could have, you know, just disguised it as hitter or something.
Sure.
But the minute you put the index finger over the upper lip, you kind of,
sealed it there,
Well, and the truth is, they don't really know.
No.
They don't understand. Okay,
it's one of the biggest atrocities in history, though.
Yeah,
come on.
Information.
And in that part of the country, I can't imagine that would be offensive. I mean, what could we possibly be thinking?
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. The Jewish population up there is a little bit larger than it is around here.
Well, and again, if they hadn't yelled Hitler, that probably would have helped their case a little bit.
Probably.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's October the 17th. Mm. It's day like, I don't know, I didn't write it down. Okay. So it's, they're a lot gone as opposed to how many are coming up. So.
There are only a few left.
It's yeah. National Bosses Day.
Oh. Hey.
And I believe Mr. Downs is out of town. So
is Mr. Oliver.
Oh, that is awesome. So we get a chance to save money on everything.
Yeah, all we right. just get to skip wow. all the gifts and cards.
Or
yeah.
we can just get them today if we forgot to. And then on Tuesday when they come back, we'd be like, yeah, we had them for you yesterday.
Yeah, I could do that. Or we could see if maybe Happy Bosses Day items would be on sale like
Wait,
the day after.
There they're you go. Both out of town for the candidates forum tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
wow.
They're just leaving it to
Thanks,
a bunch
guys.
Of rookies.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're going to have a long day, aren't you?
It's going to be a very long day, yeah. and I'm All saying right. that with a really big smile
okay,
on my face.
Okay, there you are. All right. The good thing is there's never any it's always inside work, and there's not
right.
much heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Correct.
Either.
All right, it's Wear Something Gaudy Day. We're letting you all know, I didn't happen to wear anything gaudy today, but just in case you want to do that.
Didn't get the memo. Yeah,
yeah okay. It's National Pasta Day.
Hey.
Yeah.
Get on board with that.
Well, you know, you think about it. Time was when pasta was just, you know, you had like six or seven shapes to go with. Well, now they do all sorts of stuff, right? Anything to make kids want to eat that stuff.
Yeah.
It's you know, they have Texas-shaped pasta.
Oh, yeah.
They do rainbow pasta.
Different colors.
Yeah,
yeah definitely.
It's good stuff. And it's International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Just today. Don't do it any other day.
Don't worry about it the rest
Alrighty.
Of the year.
Yeah, today is the day that you take care of it. All right, and some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Whitney Carson is 23. She won the 19th season of Dancing with the Stars with Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, she was Vaughn's partner when Vaughn Miller was on the show.
Oh, all right, there
pretty
you go.
Pretty cool. Rebecca Robertson from Duck Dynasty is 28. She wasn't the one that was dating...
No.
Trevor Knight.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Matthew McFadden is 42 from Mission Impossible 5 and also Three Musketeers and Robin Hood.
Uh-huh.
Eminem, Mr. Marshall Mathers himself,
nice.
44 yeah. today.
Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm. He's a man of many monikers.
He is.
Listen to you. Yeah, no kidding. Y'all are all over that.
In fact,
okay.
Marshall Mathers, the man of many monikers. There you go.
Yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC is 45 today.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yeah. He's one of those NSYNC guys. He's
okay.
one of the ones that
I'm
nobody
confused.
Remembers.
Yeah, apparently. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, the unknown NSYNC member? How does that work?
Wyclef Jean is 47 uh-huh. today.
Oh, because he was the one with the weird hair. Yeah, all right.
You looked him up, didn't you?
Yes, I did, because I was like, how do I not know who this person is?
Well, let's be honest, if it's not Justin Timberlake, who
true.
Cares?
True, true.
Wait, I want your definition of weird hair. Please
no.
tell me.
Well, he's got like different colored dreadlocks.
Yeah, oh. that's right.
And he
sounds like a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Looked like he had like pigtails or something kind of
Correct.
Going on.
He puts them in pigtails yeah. in multiple occasions.
Wow, that's way more airtime than Chris Kirkpatrick's
well,
gotten in 20
go.
Years.
Good
you
for
are
him.
Correct.
Yeah. Good for him.
Ziggy Marley is 48 today.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. That's Bob Marley's son. And actually, I saw him in concert. It was
oh,
pretty, with the
cool.
Wailers.
Oh, well, there
awesome.
You are.
Awesome, yeah. Norm MacDonald, 53 today.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Judge is 54.
Okay, he's rich.
He's very rich
yeah.
and hilarious.
Yeah.
King of the Hill, one of my go-tos just to have on
well,
the background.
Let's talk about Office Space.
Office Space, one of the greatest.
Hey.
And, of course, he apparently is a clairvoyant, if you've seen Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
yeah.
Does he still live in Austin?
Yeah, I believe so,
okay.
yeah. Alan Jackson's 58 today.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hudson, 67. That's Kate Hudson's dad.
Okay.
George Wendt is 68. That's
Norm!
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but Jason Sudeikis is his nephew. That's pretty
oh,
cool.
Huh.
Margot Kidder, 68 today.
Mm-hmm.
Michael McKean is 69.
Yeah.
Awesome. He was, of course, from Spinal Tap and
sure.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he was Lenny on Laverne and Shirley. And Jim Seals, 75 today.
That's Seals and Crofts.
Indeed.
And Gary Puckett. from the Union Gap.
But oh, all right.
I don't know if you guys even know who that would be.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I know a Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. That's not the one.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Despite the fact that Pennsylvania has voted Democrat in every presidential election since 1992, well, Donald Trump's candidacy is now trying to make it a battleground state for this November. According to CBS Pittsburgh, nearly 100,000 Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania have now switched their party affiliation to Republican since January of this year. That means the Pennsylvania Republican Party says they have 240,000 more party members than they did in November of last year. Quote, the state Republican Party says that the surge in Republican registrations is nearly twice the number of newly registered Republicans compared to both 2008 and 2012 numbers combined. Maybe Americans are seeing through all the propaganda, the lies, and the media bias, of course, Hillary Clinton's corruption. We can only hope.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters, and when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Touchdown.
These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from in the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom Light Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
I frequently get into political debates with friends, coworkers, and loved ones. I'm a libertarian. It kind of comes with the territory. Democrats find me way too conservative, while Republicans find me far too liberal. Admittedly, it's not always fun. But this year, regardless of your affiliation, it seems we're all feeling the sting across the board. So how do you maintain your interpersonal relationships when your politics have the potential to cause disastrous arguments? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. At this point, there's no denying that this is the most contentious election ever. And if you're close to someone who's supporting a different candidate, things have probably gotten tense. I know they have for me. So here are a few tips to survive until election day. First, try to remember that what happens in your life is more important than who gets voted into the White House. Barring an unconstitutional end to term limits, we'll have a new candidate every 4 to 8 years, so it's not worth throwing away lifelong friendships and relationships. Second, consider leaving the debates to TV. It's okay to talk about your beliefs, but don't make it your goal to change someone's mind. That's likely not going to happen. Next, whatever you do, don't take it personally. This one's super important. Even if someone doesn't share your opinion, it doesn't mean they don't respect you. Now, if they choose to be disrespectful to you, do your best to keep the higher ground. It's the better place to be in the long run. This one's kind of tough, but try to have fun with it. If the person you're contending with has a sense of humor, use jokes about the candidates to diffuse the situation. This method works best when you try to give all the candidates equal time. And let's be honest, they're all ripe for the picking. Finally, when all else fails, agree to disagree. At the end of the day, it's the best thing you can do to keep the peace. The election will be over in a few short weeks, and none of the arguing about this particular election will matter. Plus, then you can go back to just one of you being annoyed. Just remember, don't let this election change you for the worse, regardless of who you support. Your life will always be better when you remain the best you can be. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. August was not a great month for flyers. The Transportation Department says nearly one in four U.S. flights were late, and some planes sat on the ground so long that the airlines could get fined. 77.6% of domestic flights arrived on time in August, down from 80.3% a year ago. Hawaiian Airlines had the best on-time rate, while Frontier and Spirit had the worst. In an effort to reshape its leadership team and revive sales, more McDonald's senior executives are on their way out. Karen King, who's in charge of overseeing more than 14,000 McDonald's restaurants in the U.S., plans to retire at year end. Eric Hess, senior vice president of customer experience, is also planning to retire. In August, the president of McDonald's USA said he'd be retiring at the end of 2016. Crude oil down 8 cents at $50.27 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
6:28, good morning. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's time for the weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, going to be 91 or so. Now, Rob says warmer than that. We may be looking at record highs, and it's pretty warm yesterday for this time of year. Anyhow, we'll have low temperatures down around 71 or so, and then as we move on through the week, we probably won't make 90. And in fact, the good news is this forecast says high on Thursday will be 79, and the high on Friday about 76. Lows will be around 50, and we'll do about the same thing on into the weekend, if all that holds. Of course, it's a little early in the week. Right now, winds out of the south at 8, 97% relative humidity. We've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 74.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
People worry about aging because of what they think will happen, but there is a different way to think about it. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-670-4500 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-670-4500 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-670-4500 or reverie.com.
The idea of getting older worries a lot of people.
We spend way too much time worrying about aging, talking about aging, thinking about aging, reading about aging. So our initial premise is to forget aging.
Dr. Larry Mattson, author of the book Live Young, Think Young, Be Young at Any Age, says the problem isn't aging, it's premature aging, which comes primarily as a result of chronic disease and a sedentary life.
We can intercede in that process at any point by being more physically and mentally active, by eating less and eating better, by managing our stress, and by being aware of our genetic vulnerabilities.
What too often happens, says Dr. Mattson, is people believe aging means deterioration and decline, so they just give up.
When we start thinking that we're old because we're aging, we buy into the inevitability of this decline, and we quit doing some things that we actually could continue doing. And when we quit doing things, we feel like we're aging even faster. We're getting old faster.
We do know that people who age well have some things in common.
One is that they have an optimistic outlook on life. They are involved. They have a purpose. And they're active. The use it or lose it law of biology is as inevitable as death itself.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is being told not to consider assessing an impact fee on new development to pay for new streets. Recommendations at the last council meeting included raising property taxes and or assess a transportation fee, as is done in Bryan. James Benham and Blanche Brick debated what share of providing new city services should be paid by the home or business owner.
The aggregate impact on a small house is over 6% with all the fees that have been proposed. On a single family starter, that's $130,000. You're looking at over a $5,000 impact on citizens. The essence of city government is shared sacrifice. That is the core essence
and
of what we
exactly
do as citizens.
That's exactly what is happening here, yes, because the citizens are sharing. This is, we're talking about 15%. If that's not sharing, I believe that's 85% the citizens are sharing in subsidizing the cost of that growth. I see that as sharing.
The council was told estimated costs for new and improved streets to meet traffic demands during the next 10 years is $217 million. The College Station City Council granted at its last meeting a request from school officials and parents to start a 30-mile-an-hour speed zone on George Bush Drive in front of what is now called College View High School. Traffic engineer Troy Rother says this can be applied to future locations where there are multiple schools in close proximity to each other.
We react as quickly as we can as soon as we find out the information, and sometimes that information just can't be shared at a more opportune time for particular reasons.
Rother also said the city is working with the school district to reduce the number of vehicles stopped on city streets, particularly in older neighborhoods.
We react as quickly as we can as soon as we find out the information, and sometimes that information just can't be shared at a more opportune time for particular reasons.
For motorists leaving the A&M campus on Bazell, they will see flashing beacon warning that they are entering a school zone. Buildings, curriculum, and personnel issues await the Bryan School Board's first regularly scheduled meeting with an interim superintendent in charge.
Tonight's meeting starts with hearing how administrators will improve academics at underperforming Rutter High School and Branch Elementary, then taking action on those plans. The agenda also calls for naming next year's principals in light of realignment, where 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools are created by elementaries becoming kindergarten through 4th grade, and middle schools will be for 7th and 8th graders. Some building name changes are also possible on Monday. More pieces of the $132 million bond issue Bryan ISD voters approved 2 years ago will be considered. That includes additions and renovations at Rudder 2 months after the board cut $3.5 million from that campus. The board will also consider construction contracts at Sam Rayburn, Jane Long, and Mitchell, and a design contract for a new building to house the grounds department. The end of the agenda brings the possibility of finalizing Tim Roeke's contract as interim superintendent and how the board will proceed in the selection of a permanent replacement. The board is not scheduled to take up how to consider three people who are interested in filling the remaining year of former member John Street's term. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The invitation has been made for your attendance for tomorrow's groundbreaking of a new City of Bryan building from Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
Tuesday is our groundbreaking for the new Station 2. Yay. Tuesday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at 414 Lawrence Street, corner of Lawrence and Maloney, and the public is invited to attend.
The site is north of Villa Maria in west of Texas. The $6.3 million structure will replace the existing Station 2 located at Delwood and Cavett that was built in 1967. Proposals to develop a public school course to teach ninth graders how to interact with police is gaining traction at the state capitol. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's working with lawmakers.
There's been another proposal, and I'm working with Senator Whitmire and Senator West, who want a proposal to put in the TEKS in our schools and put in our driving programs. And it's something we have to look at in detail and work out.
State Senator John Whitmire says it's essential for students to know due process and what their rights are when dealing with police. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
And now, another Did You Know Minute, presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know the success or failure of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 rested on the shoulders of one man? Republican Senator Everett Dirksen. Ironically, two Democrat presidents, John Kennedy and his successor, Lyndon Johnson, relied upon a Republican senator to deliver Republican votes to a Democrat president because they could not count on Southern Democrat senators, most of whom supported segregation. After successfully defeating Democrat Senator Richard Russell's 83-day filibuster, Dirksen said, "I'm involved in mankind, and whatever the skin, we are all included in mankind." On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the American Cancer Society and how they can help us. The Meds Dr. Roque is with us, and we're going to cover allergies. It is that time of year. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Join the American Cancer Society in Making Strides October 30th for a non-competitive walk through traditions. Sign up online at makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley and join us the day of the event for pre-walk performances by the Femadas, the Aggie Dance Team, the Aggie Wranglers, and more. Donations go to provide hope to those in the fight of their life against cancer. All ages are welcome, so sign up today. Special thanks to our sponsors, CHI St. Joseph, your Texas Best Chevy dealers, and KAGS. Making Strides with the American Cancer Society October 30th. Visit makingstrides.org/Brazos Valley for more.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Another warm stretch of weather in the forecast this week, with record highs likely to be set at least a couple of days this week. High pressure over the eastern United States is what's driving all the warm weather, along with low pressure in the west. Sunshine today, we're 90 to 95. Tonight, clear. Clouds will arrive late, 70 to 75. Turning sunny and warm tomorrow, 90 to 95. Sunny on Wednesday, there's the chance of late-day storm, 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell, and I don't like that weather forecast, but coming up in sports, yeah. We'll take a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, A&M volleyball fell to Florida, while the Aggie soccer team suffered a loss to Ole Miss. In the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Dallas Cowboys to a win over the struggling Packers, and Aaron Rodgers is destroying my fantasy football team. And kicker Nick Novak pulled the Houston Texans out of the fire with a huge overtime field goal, earning them a come-from-behind win over the rival Colts. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, after all, their coach told us they're not going to give up, which is exactly what you want to hear from a bunch of professional athletes. We're not going to give up.
Right.
That would be nice. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for those millions of dollars. Mean you better not give up.
Yeah, let me pay $120 to go watch you not give up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyhow, so the candidates forum is tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be broadcast live, and then it'll be available for you, archived forever
and ever.
That's right, on our website. So anyhow, if you have questions, you can email them to us, questions@brianbroadcasting.com, and we'll have a look at them. Not going to make any promises we'll ask them, but we'll see. In the meantime, okay, let me see. I think we had more WikiLeaks stuff.
Coming out of turn number
that's
four.
Not it. That's the race in Kansas, which, you know, again.
On Fox News Sunday, Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine was pressed on new allegations involving State Department executive Patrick Kennedy.
To your knowledge, did anyone associated with Secretary Clinton or her campaign ask or instruct Kennedy to seek changes to classification of emails?
Absolutely not. I have no knowledge that happened. Absolutely not.
Late Friday, the FBI sent a third batch of interviews from the Clinton investigation to Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers briefed by staffers say Kennedy wanted the classification of at least one email changed in a way that would benefit the department as well as Clinton. And in exchange, there was discussion of more slots for FBI agents overseas. The FBI files may be released to the public as early as Monday. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
All right, so we got that. And then
Democrat Tim Kaine said on ABC's This Week he and Hillary Clinton are keeping a close eye on key states that could add up to a White House win.
We like where we are in the polls and the states that matter, but we're not taking anything for granted.
Republican Mike Pence on Fox News Sunday said leaked emails about Clinton are revealing, but would not commit to saying the Russians were involved.
There's no question that the evidence continues to point in that direction, and we should follow it where it leads.
Slightly more than 3 weeks remain until the national polls open to pick the nation's 45th president.
See, we let them say their names so that we don't have to.
Yeah. Right.
We could just do him and her, and that'd be okay. Let me see. In fact, now look at this. A new Washington Post ABC poll gives one of them 47% and the other 43%.
Ooh.
Just letting you know.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
And, yeah, just and then there's another one here where it's 48% to 37%. Oh, there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that bothers me the most about, and I think this bothers a lot of people the most, about the whole email thing is that they're not denying it. Her and her crew are not denying any of it, any part of it. They're just blaming the Russians. And if the Russians are involved, that's bad. But they're they're not denying any of it. They're just turning straight to blaming the Russians.
Right.
Well, and the deal is, by the way, like the Fox people were already in Las Vegas. Why are they already there? This thing doesn't happen for another couple of days. Are they there partying when they should be working? Is that what's happening?
They're probably
there?
Getting paid. By her.
You know, one of the stories I was listening to them today, they were talking about the idea that, as you said, they never really came up with a way for her to roll out there and basically apologize for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're to the point where we got that, national security, which makes you, well, she did. She wasn't concerned that she had done this, I guess, is the thing. Mm. There, not necessarily remorse, the idea that this stuff could have put people's lives at risk, and she just kind of was, meh. And so we got that she ought to apologize for, and Lord knows he's got enough he needs to apologize for.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if we've ever been in that situation where we've had two people who really need to just fess up and say, this is what I did, and I was wrong to do it, and I shouldn't have done it. And
I don't see either one of them doing that.
Nope. That's,
not at all.
And, you know.
Because it makes them, in their minds, look weaker than the other party.
And
even though I think some citizens, in voting citizens, would, you know, that's all they want is an apology.
That would make them look stronger, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true, because, and I guess that's what they do. They measure, well, is this bad enough that if I apologize, I can get off? Because that's all they're looking for, is a way to get off easy and not have anybody, you know, say anything about that. So, anyhow.
Trending on Twitter
is
a movie title to describe election.
Oh! we got some?
We do. Some of my favorites. You've Got Mail, Delete.
Good.
Alvin and the Cheap Talk.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah.
Big Fat Liar.
Oh, yeah.
And any of the Dumb and Dumber movies.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
That is true. Hello. Yeah, anyway, so there we are. That's that. You know, what can we add? It's nothing. It's 645.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates. Zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor. 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595. Minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
45, St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses:
Citizen State Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Service Insurance Group, and Equity Real Estate.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 22nd, learn about bare ground herbicide treatments. Having no vegetation is desirable in places around the farm or homestead, but there are important things to consider before making an application. You'll learn all about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some good landscapes here in Texas, and then there are a few really great ones. You usually can categorize them as you drive down the street, but sometimes it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what sets them apart. Let's take a look at the components of a truly fine garden. I'll be back with details after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877 877- 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to assess just what makes a truly great landscape, forethought and planning have to come first. Any good garden starts with a design. It's like baking a cake. Unless you know all the components and start with them at your disposal, your results are very likely to be disappointing. You can do it without a formally drawn plan, but it's not as easy, and there won't be any guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Mix in simplicity. Those truly outstanding designs are usually quite basic. It's called understated elegance in other professions. In gardening, it's called the natural look. You want your plantings to look right at home in their surroundings. Unless you're into formal European knot gardens, you probably don't want to develop precise designs with your plants. Don't try anything contrived, unless the architecture of your home dictates it, and unless you're willing to spend the hours it will take to keep things in proper order. Use a variety of colors and forms, but remember that the farther you depart from plain old basic green, the more dramatic the impact's going to be. To carry it a step farther, the more dramatic the impact, the more restless and unnatural the landscape will be. Most of us would be best advised to stay away from highly variegated yellow and green leaf plants. Purple Japanese maples, forest pansy redbuds, and other reddish leaf trees are much more difficult to work into your plantings. You need to use them very, very carefully. As for growth forms, plants come in all shapes and sizes, kind of like the gardeners that grow them. You'll find columnar, upright, oval, rounded, spreading, horizontal, arching, weeping, and twisted growth habits. The farther these lean away from the normal rounded growth, the more eye-catching their effects will be. Keep in mind that your landscape is like a picture frame and that eye-catching isn't necessarily what you should strive for. Those oddball corkscrew willows and the vertical Will Fleming and weeping Yaupon hollies can be mighty tough to use effectively. If you want some type of really dramatic look in a particular spot, that's when you choose an unusual growth form. You'll also draw attention with striking textures of plants' leaves and stems. Large leaf plants are bold textured, while the smaller leaf types are much softer visually. You can use soft plants to tone down a harsh wall, or you can add pop to a planting by putting something with dinner plate-sized leaves somewhere conspicuous. Great landscapes use color carefully. We'll talk about that other times here, but just remember, it isn't a landscape if it doesn't have color. I'm Neil Sperry, flowering houseplants of an unusual sort in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Starting with high school football, A&M Consolidated took down Bryan 28-14. Meanwhile, College Station is now 8-0 as they blanked Rudder 48-0. Navasota fell to Silsby 35-14. Buffalo lost against Leon 29-22. And St. Joseph Catholic was taken down by Texas School for the Deaf 41-35. In A&M volleyball, four Texas A&M players recorded double-figure kills, but ninth-ranked Florida pulled away for a victory yesterday at Reed Arena. The loss snapped the Aggies' five-match win streak as they fall to 17-7 overall and 5-2 in Southeastern Conference matches. Florida improves to 16-2 overall and 6-1 in SEC play after picking up its fourth consecutive straight victory. The Aggs return to the road as they next take on Georgia on Friday. In A&M soccer, the Aggies let a 1-0 lead slip away late in the second half, dropping a 2-1 decision to the Ole Miss Rebels Friday evening. The Aggies held the lead for 23 minutes before Ole Miss took advantage of a set piece in the 76th minute. The Aggies return to action Thursday as they host the Kentucky Wildcats at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:15, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget to catch the Coach G Show tonight at 7 o'clock on Willie 1550. In the NFL,
first and goal at the 4. Eye right formation. Smith shifts to eye left. Play fake. Bootleg to the right. Dak to Beasley. Wide open with Sauce. Touchdown with sauce for Beasley.
Rookie Dak Prescott threw for 247 yards and three touchdowns, and the Dallas Cowboys forced four turnovers in a 30-16 win over the Green Bay Packers in their dysfunctional offense Sunday. Prescott was 18 of 27, shaking off two fumbles and an interception to lead the Cowboys to their fifth straight win. The score left Packers fans stunned at Lambeau Field. They were booing at times following four turnovers for the Green Bay offense. The 5-1 Cowboys have a bye week this week, but next take on the Eagles Sunday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Meanwhile in Houston,
John Weeks will snap, Leckler will hold, Novak will try for the game winner. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it's good! The Texans win in overtime! They do it! They come back from two touchdowns down to beat Indianapolis. And Houston, we have a quarterback.
Nick Novak made a 33-yard field goal in overtime to give the Houston Texans a 26-23 comeback victory over the Indianapolis Colts Sunday night. Brock Osweiler threw a 36-yard pass to Jalen Strong to get Houston to the 12, and Novak's field goal came two plays later. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on the win.
This is a long season, and again, like I've said over and over again, I say it to the team the same way. It's a race to see who can improve the fastest and who can be the most consistent on a week-to-week basis.
The Texans next face the Broncos in Denver on Monday Night Football, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in the NFL, Steve Hauschka's 44-yard field goal with a minute 57 remaining capped the fourth-quarter comeback and gave the 4-1 Seahawks a 26-24 win over Atlanta. Russell Wilson led a 70-yard touchdown drive that got the Seahawks within a point before setting up Hauschka's game winner. Atlanta's Matt Ryan threw three touchdown passes in the third quarter to put the Falcons in the lead. On Monday Night Football tonight, the New York Jets take on Arizona at 7 o'clock. Pre-game's at 6:45, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in Major League Baseball,
here's a pitch. He lines it on into the glove of Utley, and the Dodgers hang on and win it 1-0 behind Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen of two innings of spotless relief. This series is all even at a game apiece as the Dodgers head home for Game 3.
Clayton Kershaw defused the Cubs' bats, pitching the Dodgers to a 1-0 win in Game 2 of the NLCS. The Dodgers' left-hander retired the first 14 hitters he faced and only gave up two hits in seven innings while striking out six and walking one. Adrian Gonzalez homered in the second inning off Chicago starter Kyle Hendricks to help tie the series at a game apiece. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Throw on your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
If you've had it with your old mower, and it doesn't look like mowing's going to stop anytime soon this year, don't wait until next spring to do something about it. Hi, this is David, and Kairos Truck Center is offering the best deal of the year on zero-turn riders. We're having a year-end clearance, and right now you can save hundreds of dollars on the mower you've always wanted. We have limited supply of 2016s and have 2017s coming in weekly. Come see us at Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Weather brought to you this morning by...